Hello, this is Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Arts Access, Inc., UNC Chapel Hill Music Schedule, Duke Performances and Events, the North Carolina Symphony, and the Town of Cary. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. Here's the Arts Access schedule of audio-described performances for people who are blind or have low vision. There is no charge beyond regular admission for this service. When you attend one of these events, you can pick up your receiver in the lobby 20 minutes before showtime. For information, you can contact Arts Access at 919-833-9919. Friday, April 15th, 8 p.m., Mercy Seat, Raleigh Ensemble Players, 213 Fayetteville Street, Suite 202, by Neil LeBoot. It's September 12, 2001, and Ben, a man who worked at the World Trade Center but was away from the office during the attack, is with his mistress, Abby, who is also his boss. Expecting that his family believes that he was killed in the tower's collapse, Ben contemplates using the tragedy to run away and start a new life with his lover. From the creator of Bash, Latter-day Plays, produced by REP in 2001 and named as one of that year's best productions and a best of the decade production by The Independent. All tickets are $10. For information on this particular event, call 919-832-9607. Sunday, April 17th, 2 p.m., Monet Impressions, Carolina Ballet, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. The New York Times praised Monet Impressions for its dreamy, flowing choreography by artistic director Robert Weiss and principal guest choreographer Lynn Taylor Corbett and strong, impressive dancers. This beautiful homage to the great French painter Claude Monet features the evocative music of his compatriots Chausson, Debussy, and Poulenc. Tickets are $20 to $65. You can order them online or call the box office at 919-719-0900. Tuesday, April 19th, 7:30 p.m., Big River, Playmakers, Paul Green Theater. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, featuring the Red Clay Ramblers. Look out for me, oh muddy water. Music and lyrics by Roger Miller. Book by William Hauptman. Adapted from the novel by Mark Twain. A tuneful take on Twain's literary landmark, rewarded with multiple Tony Awards, including Best Musical. Join us for our first musical in over a decade as Huck and Jim travel down the mighty Mississippi and into the American spirit. Like the mighty metaphor of its title, seeps into the soul and transports you to a place that is complicated and mysterious, profoundly moving and soul-cleansing, says the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Ambitious, daring, captivating, and outright terrific, says the Hollywood Reporter. Tickets are $10. Box office hours are 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Call 919-962-7555. Now, here's what's happening at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. April 15th and 16th, UNC Opera presents Mozart's Magic Flute with Orchestra, 8 p.m., Historic Playmakers Theater. Admission is $5 for students, $10 for adults. Tickets are sold through Memorial Hall. April 17th, UNC Men's and Women's Glee Clubs, 3 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. April 17th, University Band, 5 p.m., Forest Theater. And also April 17th, MICO at UNC, Orchestra Concert, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. April 19th, UNC Jazz Band with guest Russ Spiegel Guitar, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. April 20th, UNC Jazz Combos with guest artist Russ Spiegel Guitar, 4 p.m., Keenan Rehearsal Hall. April 20th, Music on the Hill, UNC Symphony Orchestra with Anthony Dean Griffey Tenor, Andrew McAfee Horn, Britain Serenade for Tenor, Horn and Strings, Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances, 7:30 p.m., Memorial Hall, $15 general admission, $10 UNC students, faculty, and staff. For information and tickets, call 919-843-3333. April 21st, North Carolina Jazz Repertory Orchestra with Branford Marsalis, saxophone, 7:30 p.m., Memorial Hall. For information and tickets, call 919-843-3333. April 22nd, University Chamber Players, 8 p.m., Person Recital Hall. And April 26th, Music on the Hill, Carolina Choir, premiere of 10x10 commission work by Marjorie Merriman, 7:30 p.m., Memorial Hall. $15 general admission, $10 UNC students, faculty, and staff. For information and tickets, once again, you can call 919-843-3333. For general information, you can always call the Music Department office at 919-962-1039. Unless otherwise noted, all concerts are free admission. Turning now to Duke performances, Guillermo Klein y Los Gachos, Friday, April 29th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $34 and $26, Duke students $5. Triangulating Barcelona, where he lives, Buenos Aires, where he's from, and New York, where he now performs just 1 week a year, Klein's compositions hum with the lustrous elegance of Ellington at his haughtiest, says the Jazz Times. Thick bop grooves drive Argentine tangos and chacarenas, while smoky voices round out the swirling, stunning sound, says the All Music Guide. This exclusive Duke Performances presentation represents the first time the astonishing 11-piece has ever played in the Southeast, a rare U.S. date for Klein and his famed gauchos, who cut from their short run at New York City's Village Vanguard for this single Durham show. Klein is a complete original, says Downbeat. Klein's Los Gauchos are making unnameable music of the Village Vanguard, rich and sticky in rhythm and harmony. It doesn't have much to do with current trends in the rest of jazz, but only jazz musicians could be making it. It is not the only way or the true way. It is just one excellent original way, says the New York Times. Borromeo String Quartet and Gary Grafman Piano, Saturday, April 30th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $30, Duke students $5. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. The Borromeo String Quartet is one of the most dynamic ensembles working today, playing with lean clarity and eloquence, says the Cleveland Plain Dealer. According to the Boston Globe, they're simply the best there is. Here the much-heralded quartet partners with Grafman, the legendary pianist who, after a 1979 injury, has played only with his left hand. Together they interpret E.W. Korngold's celebrated Suite for Piano, Left Hand and Strings, a lush, late romantic work composed in 1921 for another one-handed virtuoso, Paul Wittgenstein. The program is Bach's Prelude and Fugue in E-flat major, BWV 552, St. Anne, arranged Nicholas Kitchen, Beethoven String Quartet in E-flat major, Opus 74, harp, Bach Brahms Chaconne from Partita No. 2 in D minor, BWV 1004, Gary Grafman solo piano, Korngold Suite for Piano Left Hand and Strings, Opus 23 with Gary Grafman piano. Each of the greatest string quartets has redefined what the possibilities of the medium are. The Borromeo are recreating the medium anew, and we are lucky to be here to hear it, says the Boston Globe. Tickets are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. Now let's turn to Duke events. Encounters with the Music of Our Time presents The Persistence of Smoke and Tentative Embrace, Friday, April 15th and Saturday, April 16th, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Admission is free. Encounters with the Music of Our Time, the Department of Music's new music series, presents a world premiere double bill. Kathleen Bader's Tentative Embrace for Chamber Ensemble and George Lamb's and John Justice's one-act opera, The Persistence of Smoke, directed by Jay Oberski, featuring the Chiappi Quartet, the Red Clay Saxophone Quartet, mezzo-soprano Sandra Cotton, soprano Nakia Werner, and baritone Scott McLeod. This event is off-campus at the Golden Belt, Building 2, second floor, 807 East Main Street in Durham. Duke Vespers Ensemble Spring Concert, Saturday, April 16th, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., Duke Chapel. Admission is free. The Duke Vespers Ensemble presents their spring concert, Beata Progenies, featuring English music about biblical families. Free admission. For more information, call 919-684-3898. Student Chamber Music Recital, Tuesday, April 19th, 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., East Duke 201, that's the Nelson Music Room. Admission is free. Undergraduate chamber music groups perform a variety of works from the 18th century to the present. Jazz at the Mary Lou, Wednesday, April 20th, 9:30 p.m. through April 21st, 12:30 a.m. Mary Lou Williams Center. Admission is free. Fill your Wednesday evening with live jazz and the exquisite company of jazz lovers from campus and community in an energetic and engaging atmosphere. Enjoy live performances by local musicians as well as Duke music students with special guest artists, all brought together by John Brown, director of the Duke Jazz Studies Program. Light hors d'oeuvres and liquid refreshment will be provided with the option to enjoy late-night fare and drinks in the faculty commons provided by Plate and Pitchfork. Faculty Recital, Vincent Van Gelder Piano, Thursday, April 21st, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. Admission is free. The program is Ravel, Gaspard de la Nuit, Liszt, Sonata in B minor, and other works. Vincent van Gelder was born in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. He holds BM and MM degrees from the Conservatory of Hogeschool, SJD, an MM in performance from the Southern Illinois University at Carbondale, and a DMA in piano performance from the University of Missouri at Kansas City. He has played recitals in the Netherlands, Germany, Latvia, and in many states in the U.S. Vincent van Gelder currently lives in Greensboro, North Carolina. He appears frequently as a soloist and with orchestra, recently on the Royce Toyota Sitkovetsky series. He is a regular performer on the Focus on Piano Literature Conference at UNC Greensboro. Rare Music, winners of the Rare Music Composition Competition, Friday, April 22nd, 4 to 5 p.m., Perkins Library Rare Book Room. Admission is free. Performance of works by winners of the Rare Music Composition Competition. All works are newly composed and may be in any style, but pieces must be written for one of the following early instruments ensembles: DUMIC's Regal, DUMIC's Portative Organ, SATB Crumhorns, SATB Rebex, or SATB Baroque Recorders. Dance Party, Saturday, April 23rd, 10:30 p.m. Admission is free. Duke graduate composer Alex Koch presents a DJ set of original music for laptop and instruments, featuring Susan Fancher saxophone, Rachel Elliott bassoon, and other guest instrumentalists. Local DJ sets to follow. Dance Party takes place at the Duke Coffee House. Duke Chorale, Chorale Celebration, Friday, April 29th, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., Biddle 1, that's the Biddle Lobby, and admission is free. The Duke University Chorale, directed by Rodney Wincoop, celebrates the culmination of a successful 2010-2011 season with an informal concert of highlights from the year. Refreshments will be served. For information on all of these events, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Now for the North Carolina Symphony, 2010-2011 Duke Medicine Classical Series Raleigh, Friday, April 15th, Saturday, April 16th, 8 p.m., Mamondi Concert Hall, Raleigh. Stuart Goodyear Piano. Associate conductor Sarah Hicks takes North Carolina concertgoers into their favorite fairy tales as she leads guest pianist Stuart Goodyear and the North Carolina Symphony in Once Upon a Time, the fun and colorful exploration of great music inspired by children's stories takes place at Mamondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. An ideal introduction to symphonic music for students or parents with young adults. The program opens with Ravel's vibrant Suite for Mother Goose, written to entertain the children of the bachelor composer's close friends with musical retellings of Sleeping Beauty, Beauty and the Beast, The Fairy Garden, and more. Guest pianist Stuart Goodyear then joins the fun. Known for imagination, a graceful, elegant style, and exquisite technique, he has performed with many of the major orchestras of the world, including a celebrated ongoing partnership with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra and its music director, Paavo Järvi. Goodyear performs Ernst van Donani's Variations on a Nursery Song, an ingenious reinvention of one of music's most familiar melodies, one that was also reworked by Mozart, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. The symphony finishes the concert with two Russian masterpieces, the enchanting Bluebird Pas de Deux from Tchaikovsky's ballet Sleeping Beauty, praised by orchestrator Igor Stravinsky as the convincing example of Tchaikovsky's immense creative power, perfectly balances a complete performance of Stravinsky's Petrushka. With contemporary echoes of Pinocchio and the Wizard of Oz, the piece follows a straw puppet that comes to life and subsequently falls in love with tragic results. An unqualified triumph for the Ballet Russe and a fast-rising Stravinsky, it is now lesser known than Firebird or Rite of Spring, but no less of a commanding live music experience. Wonderful program, says North Carolina Music Symphony Director Grant Llewellyn. I wish I was conducting it. Pre-concert discussions on the works featured in this concert will be held with Dr. Jonathan Kramer in the lobby of Mamondi Concert Hall on Saturday, April 16th at 7 p.m. Audience members can also meet the artists involved in the performances during a pre-concert talk hosted by Catherine Brand of WUNC 91.5 FM on Friday, April 15th at 6:30 p.m. Regular tickets to the Duke Medicine Classical Series, Raleigh performances of Once Upon a Time on Friday and Saturday, April 15th and 16th, range from $30 to $60, with $30 tickets for seniors and $10 tickets for students. Mamondi Concert Hall is located in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts at 2 East South Street in Raleigh. For tickets, program notes, podcasts, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org. Call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll free at 877-627-6724. Audition notice, North Carolina Symphony's 2011 Youth Concerto Competition begins April 16th. The North Carolina Symphony will hold the preliminary round of its annual Kathleen Price and Joseph M. Bryan Youth Concerto Competition at the Wainwright Music Building at Meredith College in Raleigh on Saturday, April 16th. Applications to reserve an audition time are being accepted. Visit the competition and awards listing below the Education tab on the Symphony's webpage at www.ncsymphony.org to download the application form or contact Jessica Nalbone at jnalbone@ncsymphony.org or call 919-789-5461. The competition is open to instrumentalists between 10 and 21 years of age and provides an opportunity for young artists to gain recognition and perform alongside the finest musicians in the state. Applicants ages 16 to 21 compete in the senior division, 10 to 15 in the junior division. All participants must be North Carolina residents or students enrolled full-time in a North Carolina school. First and second place winners in both divisions will receive a cash prize. The winner of the senior division will also perform as a featured soloist with the North Carolina Symphony at a future public performance. Competition participants perform one movement from any concerto of their choosing. The piece must be performed from memory. Preliminary auditions will be held on April 16th beginning at 9 a.m. and last no more than 10 minutes each. Accompanists are required and must be provided by the performer. A final round of auditions will be held in the Brown McPherson Music Building at Peace College in Raleigh on Saturday, April 30th beginning at 9 a.m. The Symphony's Youth Concerto competition receives support from the Kathleen Price and Joseph M. Bryan Fund created in 1971 to support North Carolina Symphony initiatives that promote young artists in their quest to become professional musicians. Scott Kemsley, a 19-year-old flutist from Wendell, North Carolina, performed the first movement of Carl Nielsen's Concerto for Flute and Orchestra to win the senior division a year ago. First prize in the junior division was awarded to pianist Ching Ying Lin, 15, of Chapel Hill, who performed the first movement of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2. North Carolina Symphony blends music and literature with Shakespeare and Music, April 28th to May 3rd. Matinee in Raleigh, April 29th. Evening concerts in Chapel Hill, Lexington, New Bern, and Fayetteville. If music be the food of love, wrote Shakespeare, play on. The North Carolina Symphony takes that famous command to five communities across the state and offers concertgoers a unique way to commemorate the royal wedding on April 29th to boot. The orchestra, led by music director Grant Llewellyn and joined on stage by a pair of local professional actors, presents a glimpse of Shakespeare in Music, April 28th to May 3rd. The Raleigh performance is presented as the final installment of the Symphony's 2010-2011 Friday Favorites Matinee Concerts. It takes place at Mamondi Concert Hall in the Progress Energy Center on Friday, April 29th at 12 p.m. Llewellyn and resident conductor William Henry Curry also present this special lineup of the best music inspired by the Bard, first at Memorial Hall on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill on Thursday, April 28th at 8 p.m. Weekend performances follow at Edward C. Smith Civic Center in Lexington on Saturday, April 30th at 8 p.m. and New Bern Riverfront Convention Center in New Bern on Sunday, May 1st at 7:30 p.m. The concerts conclude at Reeves Auditorium at Methodist University in Fayetteville on Tuesday, May 3rd at 8 p.m. The program presents a wide range of styles and tastes and times, says Llewellyn. The composers are all interpreting Shakespeare in their own way. Mendelssohn's incidental music from A Midsummer Night's Dream is as sparkling and gossamer as you can possibly imagine. And yet Dvorak's Othello Overture is about as brooding as you can imagine. There is an incredible amount of repertoire out there, and I think this gives a wonderful taste. The performances open with a spirited longtime favorite in Berlioz's overture to the comic opera Beatrice et Benedict, before offering the two celebrated works by Mendelssohn and Dvorak. Mendelssohn's music for A Midsummer Night's Dream is particularly popular as the source of his famous wedding march. The orchestra then turns to one of Llewellyn's favorite composers, Frederick Delius, for another touch of Shakespeare's romantic side in the delicate song The Walk to the Paradise Garden from A Village, Romeo and Juliet. The piece nicely balances the orchestra's playful finale, Nikolai's Overture to the Merry Wives of Windsor. In between selections, a pair of North Carolina actors, Katja Hill and John Moses, directed by Catherine Hunter Williams, complete the connection between music and literature with dramatic readings from Shakespeare's timeless works. The Raleigh Concert is the final performance in the Symphony's 2010-2011 Friday Favorite Series. Next season's NCS Matinees program will present three Friday Favorites concerts exploring composers who cross national boundaries to celebrate another culture's musical heritage. Regular tickets to the Friday Favorites matinee performance of Shakespeare in Music on Friday, April 29th are $25. Regular tickets to the Duke Medicine Classical Series Chapel Hill performance on Thursday, April 28th range from $30 to $45, with $30 tickets for seniors and $10 tickets for students. Memorial Hall is located on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill on East Cameron Avenue. Tickets to the concert in Lexington on Sunday, April 30th range from $25 to $35 and can be purchased by calling 336-249-7875. Smith Civic Center is located at 217 South Main Street in Lexington. Regular tickets to the New Bern concert on Sunday, May 1st, range from $25 to $40. New Bern Riverfront Convention Center is located at 203 South Front Street in New Bern. Tickets to the concert in Fayetteville on Tuesday, May 3rd, are $28. Reeves Auditorium is located on the campus of Methodist University, 5400 Ramsey Street in Fayetteville. For tickets, program notes, podcasts, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll free at 877-627-6724. The program is Berlioz's Overture to Beatrice at Benedict, Mendelssohn's Intermezzo, Nocturne and Scherzo from A Midsummer Night's Dream, Dvorak, Othello Overture, Delius, The Walk to the Paradise Garden from A Village, Romeo and Juliet, and Nikolai, Overture to the Merry Wives of Windsor. Now let's turn to the town of Cary. Steve Miller Band and Greg Allman, Wednesday, April 20th. Tickets $39.50, lawn general admission, $59.50 reserved, and table seats. This is at the Coca Booth Amphitheater at 8003 Regency Parkway in Cary. The time is 7 p.m. The doors open at 6:30. And for information, you can call 919-462-2052. Dinner and concert Friday, April 15th from 5:30 to 7:30, Herbert Young Community Center. The Cary Senior Center and Marvelous Music Series present an unforgettable evening. Join us for a catered meal and music performed by the John Brown Quintet. For information, call 919-469-4081. The cost is $27 per person, includes dinner and the concert ticket. Marvelous Music Series presents John Brown Quintet Opening Act, Jazz Force, 11 students from around the Triangle, Friday, April 15th at 7:30 p.m., Herbert C. Young Community Center, 101 Wilkinson Avenue. This award-winning jazz group specializes in music from the time-honored bebop and hard bop eras of jazz, bringing new life to some of the best-known classics while also introducing original music. For more information, call 919-319-4560. Tickets are $18 for adults, $16 for seniors, that's 55 and above, $56 for family and friends, four-pack. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you enjoyed it. Please be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Coster, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.